This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. To join with us today as we continue our study of a lesson taught by Jesus Christ himself, as the record is given in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. And this has to do with the story of a tree. You know, Jesus was truly the master teacher. There's never been a teacher in this world who can even compare with Jesus. He is simply incomparable. Now, there are many great reasons why he was the greatest teacher of all, but one of them is that he taught such profound lessons by such ordinary things. He would teach lessons that had to do with the deepest things of the human soul by calling attention to the activity of fishing or farming. And here he calls attention to the planting of a tree in a vineyard. In this particular case, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And for 3 years he'd come looking for fruit on the tree and didn't find any. And so he said to his vine dresser, "Cut the tree down because it's not bearing any fruit. It's simply cumbering the ground. It's actually a hindrance." But the vine dresser interceded for the tree by saying, "But master, let me work with it. Let me dig about it and let me fertilize it. And then if it doesn't bear fruit, then we should cut it down as you suggest." And so we learn from this tree something very important. In fact, we could even say all important about we human beings. Now, one of the things that we can note is that it's possible for us to be useless in the kingdom of God. See, this tree was planted in a very special place, a vineyard. And those who have become Christians have a very special place. They have a very special privilege and a very special responsibility. When one takes his vow as a Christian in the confession of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, just prior to his being baptized into Christ, he is saying to himself, to those who hear him, and to God, that for the rest of his life, whatever he learns to be the will of Christ, he will strive to bring into his life. But many times those who make that confession do not live by it. Having arisen from the watery grave of baptism to walk in newness of life, as Paul makes clear in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, with the passing of time he may be faithful for a while, he may truly bring forth fruit, the fruit of a Christian character, but then begin to fall away. This is the point that Jesus is making. His sense of God, of the greatness of God, the sense of awe and reverence that he should have as he even thinks of God becomes dull in his thinking. And as his concept of God and of Jesus Christ and of the church and its mission become dull in his life, he becomes neglectful of his Christian duty. He no longer is developing. He no longer is growing. He no longer is becoming with each passing day more to what Christ would have him to be. He's not adding to his faith virtue, to his virtue knowledge, to his knowledge self-control, to his self-control patience, to his patience godliness, to his godliness brotherly kindness, and to his brotherly kindness love. And therefore the Bible warns that one who fails in such shall not be granted that entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. And so by his neglect of the development of the Christian life, and by his neglect of his doing the Christian duties, the things that he should do as a child of God, the thing he should do by way of trying to teach others about Jesus Christ, he declares both to the church and to the world that in his viewpoint, the church, even God in Christ, are of little value. And a child of God, a member of any congregation who lives in that fashion, who lives in indifference, if indeed not in open sin, tends to lower the morale of the entire congregation. A person is a Christian and yet not excited about Christianity tends to cool the ardor and the fervor, the enthusiasm of other Christians. I pray that that will not happen to you. I'm glad you've been with us today. Our time's gone for today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow, and until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.